SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, orang dewasa akan dapat mengakses vape tanpa resep melalui apotek setelah Partai Buruh membuat kesepakatan dengan Partai Hijau untuk meloloskan rencana undang-undang itu. Apoteker mengatakan mereka tidak diberitahu tentang perubahan tersebut dan mengkritik pendekatan itu. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Rania Yalop untuk SBS News. Dengan tenggat waktu 1 Juli yang semakin mendekat, pemerintah telah mencapai kesepakatan dengan Partai Hijau untuk mendapatkan bagian terakhir dari Undang-Undang Vaping melalui Senat. Undang-undang itu menghapus persyaratan bagi orang dewasa untuk memerlukan resep untuk mengakses perangkat tersebut, namun melarang penjual di luar apotek dengan pembatasan rasa yang ketat dan persyaratan kemasan yang polos. Pemimpin Partai Hijau Adam Band mengatakan perubahan ini memberikan keseimbangan yang tepat.
The Greens have struck the right balance in ensuring that having a vape won't be a crime, but that also we get vapes out of the hands of children.
Dan Presiden Asosiasi Medis Australia, Steve Robson, setuju dengan hal itu.
Compromise that's been reached between the government and the Greens is a sensible compromise. And I think in a situation like this, we can't let perfect be the enemy of good. The reforms are still good because they protect the next generation of young Australians, and that ultimately is what this has to be about.
Wakil Presiden Serikat Farmasi, Anthony Tassone, mengatakan mereka tidak mengetahui tindakan tersebut.
The pharmacy guild and the pharmacy profession learnt of the full details of this secret deal between the Labor government and the Greens yesterday via a media release from the Greens, and we were gobsmacked. And after picking ourselves up off the floor, we questioned why we were not involved in the conversation of this very, very important issue.
Meskipun reformasi vaping diperlukan, Tassone mengatakan ini bukanlah solusi.
We welcome any initiatives that are going to reduce the likelihood of having vapes in the hands of kids and teenagers, because there are serious health concerns and a scourge on our society. But this is not the solution, having non-prescription availability through community pharmacies where they're not deemed as true therapeutic goods yet by a medicines regulator.
Menteri Kesehatan Mark Butler mengatakan pendekatan ini selalu menjadi pilihan yang dipertimbangkan oleh pemerintah.
We have been open about the possibility of this for a long period of time. I was quite open about this being very much a matter under consideration as early as last year. I've made public comments about that on several occasions.
Gelombang pertama perubahan ini akan mulai diberlakukan pada tanggal 1 Juli, melarang semua penjualan vape di luar apotek dan membatasi rasa yang tersedia untuk rasa plain, mint, dan mentol. Antara tanggal 1 Juli dan 1 Oktober, semua orang akan diwajibkan untuk mengakses vape dengan resep. Butler mengatakan hal ini akan memberikan waktu bagi apoteker untuk bersiap menghadapi perubahan itu.
It's about being practical and us being able to ensure that pharmacists have access to the best possible advice about the way in which to deal with these new laws.
Mereka yang berusia di bawah 18 tahun masih memerlukan resep vape. Butler mengatakan perubahan ini akan membuat vape menjadi kurang menarik bagi anak-anak.
Therapeutic Goods Administration has issued very clear standards for the type of vape that will be able to be sold in Australia as a therapeutic product. It will have a prescribed nicotine content. It has prescribed contents on chemicals. It is designed to be pharmaceutically styled packaged, not presented as a recreational product that is attractive to kids.
Koalisi telah merespon dengan posisi kebijakan baru mengenai vape. Juru bicara kesehatan dari pihak oposisi, Anne Ruston, mengatakan mereka akan diperlakukan seperti rokok.
Our model will be a strictly regulated retail model, similar to the kind of model that regulates tobacco products in this country. plain packaging behind the counter and making sure that nobody under the age of 18 can legally or illegally get access to these products.
Butler mengatakan hal ini adalah sesuatu yang dipertimbangkan dan dikesampingkan oleh pemerintah dan mengkritik kelambanan koalisi dalam menangani vape.
Well, this is the same coalition that did nothing for 9 years. This is the same coalition who, when Greg Hunt, to his credit, tried to put in place an import control on vapes, was rolled by his own party room within a matter of days and had to repeal that regulation.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah laporan mengenai undang-undang atau larangan baru untuk vape yang disusun oleh Rania Yalop untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.